From time to time, we like to jump into these fun little awkward conversations, circumstances to ponder, knowing they would more than likely never happen. All right, so first up, Kelly, are you ready?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
Overdressed.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm choosing that as well. Chronically overdressed. That way, you know, you're always, you know,
you're looking fabulous.
You're always looking fab. You're always looking ready for the whatever life throws your way, right?
I think it's worse to be underdressed because then you're just self-conscious the whole time. Like, I don't fit in. In the wrong way. You might not fit in if you're overdressed, but you look amazing.
All right, so we both chose overdressed.
Yeah.
Would you rather date someone with their ex's name tattooed on their chest or date someone whose ex lives next door?
Ooh.
I'm thinking living next door.
Yeah, because you can move.
Yeah.
You can move a lot easier. You can remove the tattoo too, but ouchie. Yeah, let's move from living next door.
Yeah, I mean, so I think, yeah, you're right. I think the living next door is a temporary thing, where the tattoo, way more of a permanent thing.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather give up chocolate for a year?
Oh, no. Nope.
Or
what's the other
your
one? What's the
smartphone
other one?
For a month?
Nope. That smartphone. Bye-bye, smartphone.
Really?
Yep. I'm out.
Was that just a chocolate bar?
No, that was my phone.
That was your phone.
My phone is now donezo. Need
right.
the chocolate.
All right. No, see, I'm giving up chocolate. I mean, chocolate is good and all. I'm not going to lie, but you know, my smartphone.
Oh.
Like I do. Like we do so much with our smartphone. Now.
Yeah, and I need a detox. So, yes.
So you're taking the month.
Yes,
you would.
I am.
You would go.
I'm just gonna
crazy.
Take the month to go sit on the couch and eat my chocolate. That's what I would do.
You would go crazy.
No, I wouldn't. I need to see something, I can borrow my husband's.
No, that means no smartphone.
Well, you said mine.
Yes, but that means no. Like
mine.
The idea is no smartphone.
Well, all right.
I'd sneak it.
I'm sticking with my chocolate.
I'd sneak it.
I'm sticking with my chocolate.
All right. Yeah. So we differ on that. I would give up the. Chocolate, you would give up the smartphone. All right, Kelly, would you rather sneeze every time you say hi or have the urge to pee every time you ask a question?
Oh, gosh. No, the sneeze.
Mm.
Sneeze.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to feel like I'm peeing my pants all the time. I feel like that's worse.
Hi, look you!
Yes. You're I'm right. probably going to not be around a lot of people.
I was
going to
say
they're going
that.
To think I have the plague.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No,
by the way, on Instagram, Maddie Barber says that with you on chocolate. Says
yeah.
I'm with Kelly on the chocolate thing.
Yes.
Giving up chocolate for a year or the smartphone for a month. They'd rather give up the smartphone.
Exactly. That's a year without chocolate.
Yeah, again,
can't
though,
do it.
You can get sweet another way.
Yeah, no, not
you can,
for
you
a
can get
year.
You can get your sweet crave
no.
another way.
No, I cannot, sir. No, I can sacrifice a month without my phone.
What about
versus a year without chocolate? Do you remember when I was pregnant with Jake? I was not allowed to. I had gestational diabetes. Right?
Yeah, right.
So I had to give up all of that for the second half of my pregnancy, and it was not fun. And it immediately, as soon as he was born, I could have it again. But the only thing I was allowed to have was fat-free chocolate, a spoonful of fat-free chocolate pudding at 10 o'clock at night. I lived for that moment.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, back to the sneezing. You would rather sneeze every time you said hi rather than having to pee every time you asked a question.
Neither is great, but I feel like the lesser of two evils. I
would just never
like
ask I would just never ask a question, I guess.
Oh, that's your loophole?
All right. Finally, we'll just do one more. Would you rather accidentally like an old photo of your ex on Instagram, which sometimes is like torture.
Could be dangerous, yeah.
Or accidentally send a sexually explicit text to your mom?
Oh, Oh.
I'm liking an old photo of an ex.
I probably am too.
I don't think my mom needs to see any of that stuff.
No, she does not.
I remember.
Save mom.
I remember, well, on a group chat that my family has, and it's a group chat with my in-laws, right? So it's like my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and my other brother-in-law, and my other sister-in-law, and then my father and mother-in-law, right? We were like tossing. It was back in the day when you'd send your Wordle score to everyone. You remember that?
No, because I never did. But okay.
Okay. So anyway,
I remember when you were talking about it incessantly.
Yeah. So there were offshoots of Wordle, right? And different Wordle things. And so there was one Wordle that was like a naughty Wordle, and it would create naughty words, and you had to try to like come up with five letter naughty words, and there are several. And the first one, and I remember I found it and I was like, ah, that's kind of funny. And then I shared it, and then I shared it first and then I did it.
Yeah.
And the first word was absolutely ridiculous. Like, it was so awful. And my mother, and I was like, my mother-in-law, like, was on this group chat. I'm like, don't open the link. Don't open the link. Don't open the link.
Oh, wow.
So, all right.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely the explicit text to the mom, that's out. That's out. Sorry, I'm liking an old photo of an ex on Instagram.
Yep, you can kind of just explain that away a little bit.
You can.
I think a little bit better than you can explain to mom what you just said.
All right, yeah. There you go. Some fun stuff there. A little would you rather here on 99.7 DJX.